This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee. We're back after the news at the top of the hour for another fine hour of modern mainstream jazz on the Feeling of Jazz. Remind you, we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. So we hope you'll make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. We're going to continue our salute to Frank Lesser with a composition he wrote called The Brotherhood of Man. I think it was from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, where he won a Pulitzer. And this is done by the Woody Herman Big Band. Woody Herman and his Herd. This is probably Herd number 73, for all we know, because it's clear up to 1974 when this was cut on a fantasy album called Feeling So Blue. This is a swing version of The Brotherhood of Man. Herman and his orchestra really blowing away the blues with that particular tune. That was from a fantasy album called Feeling So Blue, and that was a composition written by Frank Lesser called Brotherhood of Man.
Jazz City came out with a CD entitled The Unique Orchestra Sounds of Marty Paich, the complete studio sessions from 1955 to 1956. He has three different groups here, his main orchestra, his octet, septet. I'm going to play something from the octet. The name of the tune is Tenors West. It features Connie Condoli on trumpet, Bob Annevolson on valve trombone, Harry Klee on flute, Bobby Cooper on tenor sax, Jack DeLong on baritone, Marty Page piano, Joe Mondragon bass, and Mad Dragon on drums. So let's listen to their version of a tune entitled Tuners West. Tenors West, kind of a typical West Coast sound, arranged by one of our favorite arrangers, Marty Page.
Oh, we're going to do something by pianist Vince Guaraldi from his fantasy album, the Vince Guaraldi Trio, comprised of Eddie Duran on guitar. Eddie Duran was really a very talented West Coast guitarist that didn't get much notoriety. I think he worked also with the Cal Jader group for quite a while. Dean Reilly on bass, of course Vince Guaraldi on piano, of Peanuts fame. And this is Frank Lesser's tune called The Lady Is in Love with You.
Thank you.
a little neat little up-tempo version, the sprightly version of Frank Lesser's composition, A Lady Is Love With You, with some fine piano work there by Vince Guaraldi of Charlie Brown fame. Wrote all of those soundtracks for those great cartoons that we all watched around the holidays, and with some really good guitar work by Eddie Durant.
I'm going to play something by alto sax player Benny Carter, and it's a quintet sound. And the name of the tune is Not So Blue, featuring Benny on alto, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Sir Roland Hanna on piano, George Maras bass, and Louis Belson drums. Not So Blue. Not So Blue. I don't know how you can feel blue after listening to that. It's Benny Carter. I said it was a quintet. It was a sextet because Howard Alden was on guitar, and I failed to mention that.
Well, you know, and I guess No Salute to Frank Lesser would be complete without doing his hit tune, Baby, It's Cold Outside. I think there was a nice version of that by Ray Charles and Betty Carter, and not too many jazz versions. We're going to do one by pianist Ralph Sharon. Ralph Sharon is not a household name in the world of jazz. He spent most of his time being a accompanist for Tony Bennett for many, many, many years, probably a couple decades. And so he didn't record much under his own name, but he put together a little album called the Ralph Sharon Quintet Played the Frank Lesser Songbook, appropriately enough. And one of the tunes that is included in that particular package is Baby, It's Cold Outside with... also has some nice guitar work here by Gary Sargent. Thank you. That was Baby It's Cold Outside, and Frank Lesser won an Oscar for that particular composition. It was from an old Esther Williams movie from the late 40s. Can't recall the name of it, but that it came out of a movie. And that was Ralph Sharon on piano, and some beautiful guitar work there by Gary Sargent.
I'm going to feature something by tenor sax player Coleman Hawkins. It's from an Impulse CD entitled Duke Ellington and Coleman Hawkins. And Ellington usually is with a bigger band, but he's with a smaller group here. Ray Nance is on cornet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Johnny Hodges on alto, Harry Carney on baritone, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Ellington on piano, Aaron Bell bass, and Sandy Woodward drums, doing a tune entitled The Jeep Is Jumpin'. Thank you. was Coleman Hawkins and Duke Ellington, The Jeep is Jumpin'. It was kind of reminiscent of the tune The Joint is Jumpin'. And there were a couple times there in the end I thought we were going into Jingle Bells, but apparently not.
It's a little premature for this time of year. Anyway, we're going to return now to the Ralph Sharon Quartet in his Salute to Frank Lesser. It's the Frank Lesser songbook with Gary Sargent on guitar. And this is another Frank Lesser composition. It's not played too often, not too well known, but it's a great arrangement, composition. It's Frank Lesser's Let's Get Lost. Thank you. was Frank Lesser's lovely ballad, Let's Get Lost, tastefully done by Ralph Sharon on piano, and some fine guitar work there again by Gary Sargent.
Blue Note came out with a CD featuring a group, Frank Foster for half the tunes, and then George Wellington for the other half. I'm going to play something with Frank Foster group entitled Out of Nowhere, featuring Benny Powell on trombone, Frank on tenor sax, Gildo Mahone, he's on piano, Percy Heath bass, Kenny Clark drums. Let's listen to the tune of Out of Nowhere. Foster playing Out of Nowhere.
Next track is comes under the title of Pole Winners 3. Cool billing here of Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. The reason for the title of the album was that they had all won different jazz artist polls like Downbeat or Metronome. And they got together and on a contemporary album in November of 59, and they did Frank Lesser's Swinger, I Hear Music. ¶¶ A swing version of Ralph Lesser's composition, I Hear Music. It was Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, on a contemporary album cut in November 59 called Paul Winters 3.
I'm going to play the second half of the CD I just played featuring Frank Foster. And this would be George Wellington doing a tune entitled Frankie and Johnny, featuring David Burns on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland trombone, Frank Foster tenor sax, Danny Bank baritone, George Wellington on piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Kenny Clark drums. And this tune is arranged by Quincy Jones, Frankie and Johnny.
Thank you.
tasty swinging version of a tune, Frankie and Johnny.
All right, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee, and we're going to close out the show with the next track. We hope you'll be back with us next Sunday night at 8 p.m. for the Feeling of Jazz on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're going to close out with another Frank Lesser tune, Never Will I Marry, with the Cannonball Group. It includes Wes Montgomery on guitar and Victor Feldman on piano. Let's listen to Never Will I Marry.